Great morning, everyone, and welcome to yet another episode of Thank God for Monday. I'm Brother Greg Cellini of the Franciscan Brothers of Brooklyn and the Office of Mission, Ministry, and Interfaith Dialogue at St. Francis College in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. My great pleasure to be back with you again today. Happy and blessed 2024 to all our listeners. The purpose of our show, Thank God for Monday, is to inspire you, our audience, to take personal responsibility for your professional satisfaction. We want to provide you hope, healing, and peace in these unprecedented, turbulent, uncertain times, motivate you to search deep inside yourself in the quest for fulfillment. Listeners, it's really up to you as you utilize the information we provide today. Take full accountability for the decisions you make and resulting outcome. Now, one of the goals of our show, Thank God for Monday, is to introduce role models of people who take very bold steps in their work lives. This is a very special episode, the first of 2024, our new year. And our goal for this year is to help each of you make 2024 the most wonderful year of your life. To get your ball rolling, we have an amazing guest today. Her name is Courtney McDermott. Courtney is an award-winning author, TEDx speaker, and mind-body expert who helps the world's leading organizations and creatives to disrupt old patterns of behavior, grow healthy businesses, and apply the physiology and psychology for success. Her work in the field of self-development and business strategy has been featured in many mainstream business and lifestyle media. Get this, listeners, including Inc., Women's Health, Success, and the Huffington Post, just to name a few. Her latest great book is entitled Give Yourself Permission. Be confident. Be happy. Be you. Great morning. Blessed New Year. Welcome to Thank God for Monday, Courtney.
Thank you so much, Brother Greg. I'm happy to be here.
The honor is all ours. Can we share with the listeners and me from where you're speaking from this morning, please?
I am in Italy. I'm back in the north of Italy. I was actually on the west coast in the States last week, but this week I'm here.
Ah, you've just made this host and the listeners very, very jealous. Taking our show international again. What a way to start 2024. Courtney, sadly, we've only got 30 minutes. We could spend hours talking about you, your amazing life, this incredible book you've written. We're jumping right into the deep end of the pool. Your latest book is titled Give Yourself Permission. Tell us, please, what inspired this title? What message do you hope it conveys to readers about personal development and empowerment?
Well, the book, actually the idea for the book came as a nudge, I guess I could call it, or a something of an inspiration, almost a download. The structure of the book came precisely in that way. It was permission, give yourself permission, and it was permission to do this, permission to do that, permission to do what you love, permission to make a lot of money, all of these things that I had seen, I guess, also in my career, so many people not giving themselves permission for, but not just in my career, obviously, and as well in my life. And that I myself at different points of my life hadn't given myself permission for. So it definitely came as a bolt of inspiration. And then it sort of evolved in the process of writing it into going from a kind of a linear explanation of where I had come in my work, in my life, to a very non-linear source energy, sort of taking over. So yeah, so that's what the book came out of.
That is really, really amazing, certainly. Now, in this great book, you blend cutting-edge neuroscience, ancient wisdom, and practical techniques. What a unique combination. Please explain for us how this unique combination forms the foundation of this transformative guide and why you chose to integrate these very diverse elements.
Well, so I work with a lot of really smart folks. I'm sure like the people listening to your show, and lots of times we need the science component to really help us get our minds and our bodies around what it is that we're able to do, right? Because lots of times people can struggle with the principle of faith. It is, in my view, it's the strongest and most important, but we can struggle with it. We can come to different points in our life where we question whether it can sustain us fully, which is in and of itself is quite ironic, right? Because we trust, we have faith in 99.99999 some odd percent of what's going on, both within us and outside of us every day, right? So we trust. We trust that the trillions of biochemical reactions occurring in our body every second are going to continue to do what they need to do, right? There's no part of us that's saying, oh, wait, let me make sure that that's all on track, right? We trust that our hearts are going to beat. We trust that our brains are going to send electrical impulses down to our legs and our feet, and we're going to be able to take one step after another. We trust in these things, and we never once actually consider the magnitude of that and the rightness of that. And not only, as I said, what's happening internally, but externally as well, right? So we don't go to bed at night wondering whether the sun's going to come up in the morning, right? Unless we have some sort of neuroses, we don't do that, right? So it's this principle, right? That is, it's so funny because we take that 0.00001% that's left over and we say, but I can't trust that. I can't trust that this force that's governing all these other things is going to take care of that. And so what I found is I noticed that I had that same problem in my own life, right? There were things that I said, no, I have to keep a plan. This has to go. I have to do this within the end of the year. This, I have to achieve this goal, whatever that was. And the stress of that, the stress of the illusion of control, it's such a strong force, right? It can really cripple us. And so for me, I want to go back to your question was I wanted to be able to put something out there that could showcase the ways that science supports faith. And so I took some kind of key discoveries in different fields, neuroscience, quantum theory, epigenetics, some key concepts that were all illustrating the same point, which is essentially like, something we can trust in. This universe is something we can trust in. And it kind of reminds me a little bit of that. And this I'll end here, but with, Einstein saying that the most important decision we can make is whether we live in a friendly universe or a hostile universe. And so this book, hopefully, one of the biggest aims is to demonstrate that we live in a friendly universe.
Oh, so critical today in 2024, now more than ever, no doubt about it. You use an interesting word, control, because I'm the kind of person my whole life always wanted to be in control. And then I learned the lesson the hard way. I found out it was by giving up control that I got more control. It's amazing how it works, but it certainly does, so no doubt about it. Now, sadly today, more than ever, Courtney, it seems many individuals struggle with self-esteem and confidence. How does this great book guide readers into tapping into unwavering self-esteem and confidence? And second question part of that, what role does mindset play in this whole process? Help us out, please, as we enter now into 2024.
So the confidence piece is really important because lots of times in our society, we've come to believe or we've been led to believe that confidence is about being boastful. It's about being the loudest and showiest person around. And if you can get up on the stage and you can do all the tricks, then you're confident, right? Well, I think we all know deep down that confidence is something much greater. And if we look at the word confidence, it actually comes from confidere, which means with trust or with reliance. And so it harkens back to precisely what we were talking about just a moment ago, which is relaxing into that trust. Now, you said something incredibly potent, Brother Greg, when you said, the more I gave it up, the more I got it.
Absolutely.
So the less we actually, and it's such a paradox, it's such an irony, but the less we are actually trying to get this thing, and the more we relax into trusting, and again, going back to some of those mechanisms, knowing that, hey, wait, if I can trust that this 99.99999 some odd percent is working for me, how can I extend that? Even when some of that might not seem like it's working for me, how can I extend that? How can I start to really relax? I like the word relax rather than surrender, because even though relax can be hard to hear when we're all wound up, but I like it because it's such an easy thing to kind of understand how to do it. And here's where we're going to get into the mind, since you were asking in the second part of that question specifically about the mind. So when we relax, right? When we actually, let's say, lay down, for example, we are slipping into different brainwave frequencies. Okay. So most of us are going through the day in what's called beta, right? In beta frequencies. And if you're lucky, you're in low to mid-range beta. But in these times that you're talking about, that we're in, most of us are in high-range beta. And that means that we are operating suboptimally, to put it in a very kind way. One of the best ways I ever heard these frequencies described was, because I'll talk about four primarily just now, is it's like having a four-gear race car and you're driving it in first gear all day long.
Okay.
Yeah. So imagine that you're running around, and we have this, we're told this all the time, get it done, make it happen, all the things, right? But actually, that's not very conducive to creating things, to producing things, to feeling at optimal levels of health and well-being. Those frequencies are just not aligned with that. So when we, for example, lay down, we're signaling our brain, because that's usually what we do when we go to sleep, is we're signaling our brains to move into different frequencies. So imagine sometimes maybe when you have a child who's really upset, you might say, okay, let's rest here for a moment. And just in the resting, the child starts to calm down, right? Well, sometimes I joke that we have to give these timeouts to ourselves, right? And so if you actually, laying down would be optimal, best, but even if you just sit in a relaxed position, what's happening is you're starting to go into some of these frequencies. This is really funny, by the way, because lots of times people tell me, oh, I can't meditate because I fall asleep. Well, actually, you are meditating in sleep, because you're moving into some of the most profound frequencies available to you, right? So, So then this is where we can start to influence the conscious mind a little differently, because most of the time it's our subconscious that's just kind of running the show. So I can talk a little bit more about frequencies if you want, but that's one of the ways, is just relaxing, as maybe as simple or as obvious as it may sound. It's something that we tend to just run over in our pursuit of getting somewhere. We don't even know where that is half the time, really. I mean, because you get there and then you're like, well, this isn't it either. So yeah, we can talk more about that if you'd like.
That is so wonderful. We'll see if time permits to the end to talk more about that, certainly. But you just made me feel so good, because as a brother, I sometimes attend to explore the Eucharist being exposed, the exposition of the Eucharist. And sometimes I'll fall asleep and feel very guilty about that. Just seems like that's okay now. So that's a good thing. Okay. Now, one of the great things I love about your book, Courtney, it really delves into the mind-body connection. Could you provide some insights how readers can harness this connection to create profound shifts in their lives, not only personally, but professionally as well, since we love to talk about profession here on Thank God for Monday?
Sure. So the biggest principle, and I'll call it a principle or practice, that one can use and take away is listening. It's just listening.
Wow.
We don't really listen to what's happening. We're not really, one of the things I joke about is we're not paying attention to our attention, but we're also just not paying attention to what's happening within us, right? And if we're not paying attention to that, we're in a world of trouble. It's something along Pascal, the famous mathematician, he once said, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said, all our problems stem from our inability to sit quietly in a room alone.
Wow.
Yeah. What he was alluding to, and what I'm talking about here, is that we have to kind of get quiet And that doesn't mean that you have to sit holding a, in a cross-legged position, holding a mudra. That's not what I'm referring to. It's more kind of this deep listening and really starting to connect with your body and your mind in ways that say, okay, my consciousness is here. Okay, my consciousness is here. I'm not directing it outside all the time and being distracted by this plethora of, you know, information and all this crazy, crazy stuff that's happening around right now. Let me get with myself. Right. Because it's, I think that was another brilliant quote. I can't remember who said this, but all men think of changing the world. Hardly anyone thinks of changing themselves, or no one thinks of changing, you know, right. Mm-hmm. And yet all our greatest spiritual traditions tell us, they say, go within, look within, the kingdom is within. They all give us the same message. So that deep listening, one of the things you may find when you get there is that you haven't been listening for a really long time. So there are things, there are specific things that I talk about in the book. And if you'd like, we can get more into them, but there's specific ways that you can start to open up. You can start to release a lot of what you've been holding in your body. Because lots of times we think it's our mind, but there's a lot that we're holding in our body. And again, we can look at that through brain scans, neuropeptides being lodged in different organs of our body. So this is a very real physical scientific phenomenon. But when you can start to free up and liberate some of that energy, you'll be able to hear what the Quakers called the still small voice. Is that how they called it? But that voice, the divine voice within you. And that is where the real yumminess of life is.
This is so amazing, because Francis of Assisi himself, and I know you have been to Assisi, the beautiful Assisi, certainly said he needed to look within himself for that change of heart, for that conversion. Yes. And that is so critical. Now, one of the things I know I have challenges with, maybe some of our listeners do as well also, and for 2024, again, we want to make transformative change, is limiting beliefs. So focusing on reframing limited beliefs and fostering resilience, you know, what are some of the common challenges people face, like me, maybe in this regard? And maybe how does your book help someone like me and our listeners overcome these challenges, sir?
Yeah, well, so I think part of that liberation that we were talking about a moment ago can only happen when you start to realize what you're up against. Okay. So most of us are having about anywhere between 50 to 70,000 thoughts a day, right? And those thoughts are actually the same thoughts for most people day in, day out. Right. And then they look at their lives and they say, wait, why is my life shaped this way? Why am I shaped this way? And again, you can go to science. You can see what's actually happening with as you sort of train your consciousness in this way. Now, here's the thing. You don't realize, most of us don't realize we're training our consciousness to really, or we're, let's say, we're informing our consciousness, or we're informing, sorry, our form. Through the formless, through our consciousness, right? So we're doing that all the time. So when you start to kind of unravel that and realize, okay, these are electrical impulses. I actually don't have to buy into these. It's not going to be immediate from one day to the next, because you're looking at turning a ship around, right? But if you start to understand some of the mechanisms of how your mind works, for example, one of the parts of your mind that I discuss in the book is something called the reticular activating system, right? Which is actually looking for the answers to your questions, or it's looking for what is the representation of your dominant thought, right? This part of the brain is actually, it's so immensely powerful. It's like Google, only infinitely more powerful, right?
Wow.
Yeah. So if you're misdirecting it, if you're asking these questions all the time that simply don't serve you, like, why can't I lose the weight? Or why aren't there any good ones out there? Or whatever those questions are, your reticular activating system, its job is to find the answers to that. So this is one of the things that you can see and you can start to use differently. And once you do, the beautiful thing about this is that there's a lot of buildup. It's almost like a calcification of your persona, of the character that you're playing, based on how many kind of the reinforcement of all those thoughts that you've had day in and day out. The removing of all of that, right? The shedding of that, or the dissolution of that, starts to happen as you regain this power of awareness. Your power of awareness is really what can then move into these different places to create different realities for you and within you. It's mostly important what's within you, right? Because we know, and just like Francis of Assisi, he knew Francesco, that we have to go there first. So, but again, there are many ways to do it. There's not one road leading to Rome. So there are many ways. And, but it's your intention and the conscious direction of your awareness, of that attention, let's say, or your awareness. Yeah.
That is so wonderful, certainly. Now, you can probably tell I love this book you've written, but the book discusses the intersection of personal growth and professional success. Can you provide an example maybe of how cultivating personal growth can directly impact one career or business success? And even drawing from your own experience. An example, please, for us, Courtney.
Right. Well, so I think it's important to realize most of us, I actually haven't ever yet come across someone who hasn't really been taught this on some level or another, that once you achieve this thing, you're going to be great. You know, your life is going to be a success. Everything's going to be roses and, flowers or whatever. Right. And yet we sort of overlook, it's like the one thing that we could actually, that was actually within our power gets overlooked, because we have no power over the outcomes. We have no power over that, even though lots of people talk about manifesting and all this. And of course, in my life, I've seen lots of things come true for me that I had imagined, that I had only imagined. But the difference lies in this. It's the difference kind of between forcing and feeling your way into your best life, right?
Wow.
So yeah. And the forcing never works. So we're taught success is just around this corner, which means this job, this relationship, this body type, whatever it looks like. And we get there and we're dumbfounded, because that's never the answer. Whereas when we seek within us, what is that I'm really after? And really, ultimately, I think it's that connection with the divine that I've heard, many of your guests talk about, you talk about, that's what we're after. And when we actually tune into that, we tap into it, we are turned on, we are a light, we then become this force in whatever does happen. And what does happen becomes almost irrelevant at that point, because you're no longer consumed by the race to get somewhere.
Exactly.
And to quote unquote, be someone. You're out of that race, you've left that. It's what is referred to as in the world, but not of the world. You've left it, right? And when you leave that behind, that's what we're talking about.
It's so beautiful. I know in my own life, transformation from big pharmaceuticals to Franciscan Brother of Brooklyn, it's the knowing that I'm being who God intends me to be, doing what God intends me to do. And that just gives me great peace. There's no question about that. And that's the peace I want for all our listeners in 2024. Yeah. Believe it or not, time's getting a bit short. We only got about 8 minutes, but I still got some important questions for Courtney, certainly. Now, this is very unique, I think. You live between the U.S. and Italy. What a unique aspect of your life. How has exposure to different cultures influenced your perspectives on personal growth, fulfillment, and any lessons that you'd like to share from embracing diverse cultural experiences like you have?
Well, there are so many. I've lived over half my life abroad. So, that's just a that's just a Pandora's box. But I will share one that I think is apropos to everything we're talking about, which is when I was learning foreign languages first. And well, I've learned a few, but when I was living, I remember this realization when I was living in France. I would hear what people were saying, and I didn't understand most of it at the time, but there was somehow a language that was beyond that, below that, underneath it. I don't know, whatever metaphor you want to use, but it was, there was something else happening. People were communicating in ways that were nonverbal. And that's one of the things that when I started to notice also lots of times the disconnect, because you'll hear people speak and you will hear truth. You will hear it. You will know it in yourselves. You will feel it. You will feel lit up. There will be something that someone says. And then you will feel when something feels a little off. It might not be an untruth. It might not be a straight out lie, but it'll be, there's a disconnect. So What this showed me is exactly what we were just talking about a moment ago, which is that connection piece. When you're really connected with that force, source energy, God, the divine, what streams from you, if you allow it, is that kind of truth. And it supersedes, or I don't know, it just goes beyond anything that's a language. In fact, we could sit together and not share a single word, and it might be a heck of a lot more powerful than just talking. So it's that, I think, is one of the things that I really learned through learning different, you know, in the beginning was the word.
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, that is so amazing and so beautiful. Now, I'm sure we have a few of the listeners out there looking to make 2024 such a wonderful year. They might be just starting their journey of self-discovery, empowerment. Is there one piece of advice as a starting point, you know, considering the vast landscape of personal development, one piece of advice you'd want to share with these listeners today?
Well, I would say focus all of your attention as best you can on what it is that you want. There's a beautiful line. I think it's James 1:8. I might be off on that, but it's a divided mind is unstable in all its ways.
Say that again, please, Courtney. That is so amazing.
Yeah, a divided mind is unstable in all its ways.
Wow.
And what that means for me, and hopefully to anyone listening, is we're just going out searching, who has my answers, But it's like Dorothy with the slippers, you have your answers. And we have to get quiet enough and to be with ourselves enough. And this is really hard. I get it. I get how hard this is. Trust me. And that's why I wrote about it in my first book, in my second book, and I write about it for different publications, because I get the struggle, the onslaught of distraction that we're up against. But if we can have that kind of courage and tenacity to really stick with it and to know that there is this force that's helping us along in that, that is, I think, when really grace steps in and you start to see these so-called miracles, which are just the result of you deciding and really devoting yourself to that.
You know, it's so interesting, because for my 2023 year-end letter, I decided to focus on awe, because we could easily say the world is really crumbling around us. But I chose, and this was through a lesson of looking at kind of the negative for a couple of months, especially after October and what happened in the Middle East, that I needed to focus again on the awe. And there still is an amazing awe out there every day. And as you said before, just our bodies alone. Just what's going on. Absolutely in awe. Two more questions, if I may. You have done some amazing work. Universal Music Group, Google, Nike, Virgin Unite. Is there one success story of someone you worked with? Maybe you want to share.
Well, I actually typically don't talk about individual clients, because I work with really high profile clients, I do give these talks now. I mean, I've given talks for a long time, but I feel like, and this I think is really important for your audience, that there was a time in when I was giving these big talks around the world where I was really about performing. It was about performing and getting it right and doing, you know, and making the quote unquote perfect speech or whatever that was. And since I've actually, and I would say it's a fairly recent phenomenon over the last couple of years, especially this past year, really phenomenal things happening with this. As I let go of that control, as I relinquished that illusion of trying to, of control and of trying to make it all look a certain way or whatever, that's precisely to your point. That's when it came, was this. I feel right now when I get on a stage, I just feel like something else. And we can call that capital S, capital E, however you want to call it, but something else is working through me. And the more I sort of hand it over, I hand the persona that I've created, the character I've created, over to this force, which I call God, but you know, call it divine, however you wish, or just intelligence, the intelligence that's governing the rotation of the planets and the beating of your heart. When I handed it over and I said, please use me, that's when real magic started to occur in my life, in my business and everything. And I've seen it for multiple, like all the clients I've worked with, all the audiences, it's just lit up from within. And then you lit up outside. So yeah.
That is amazing. And your audiences are so blessed, just like I and our listeners have been this morning. Most important question we say for last, where can our listeners purchase, give yourself permission? How can they best follow you, Courtney McDermott?
Oh, all right. Well, I thank you for that. It's very kind of you. My book is available wherever books are sold. Both of my books, actually, my first, which is Change Starts Within You, and the second one, Give Yourself Permission, are available anywhere where you can find them, online and some brick and mortar. So they're available. And my website. So my name is Courtney without a U. So it's the easiest way to get to my website is CORTINC.com. But if you want to find me on Instagram or LinkedIn, it's Courtney McDermott, just Courtney without a U, McDermott. And that's my handle there. And I would love for you to get in touch, share your stories, let me know what's going on. Thank you so much for listening to this. And thank you so much, Brother Greg, for having me on.
The honor and pleasure have been all ours. What an amazing way to start 2024. Listeners, no excuse. This book is all over the place. You have to buy this book. Read it, absorb it, integrate it, not only for yourself, buy one for yourself, yes, buy a couple extra copies. It's the holiday season is coming on, it's 2020. Give this as a New Year gift to a couple of people with letting them know this book can transform their life, make their 2024 the best ever. Courtney McDermott, we can't thank you enough for gracing us and kicking off the year 2024, and thank God for Monday. We've been enlightened, but you've inspired us really to just get that ball rolling for 2024 and keep that momentum going. A continued success, joy, and great contribution. Italy, the U.S., around the world, wherever life takes you this year.
Thank you.
Listeners, guess what? Once again, we're out of time. Greg saying our hope and prayer is that when you wake up on Monday morning, just like Courtney does, you'll say, thank God for Monday. Until next week's episode, everyone, have a great week. And again, Happy New Year. Bye-bye.